Spring into deals at Lowe's. Shop select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $15, for the perfect addition to Mom's garden. Plus, get 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/6, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
Let's talk about Delphi for a moment here. Abby Williams was 13. Ugh. Libby German was 14. They went for a walk on a bridge in Delphi, Indiana. If you want a case, anybody out there who's looking for a case to put some energy behind of someone wrongfully convicted, this might be it. Their families have spent over 9 years waiting for answers, real answers, not the one the state of Indiana has packaged for them. Richard Allen is now serving 130 years for their murders. But his defense team just filed their reply brief and requested something the state probably didn't want: oral arguments in front of a 3-judge panel. They're asking the Court of Appeals to hear this case out loud in person with all the constitutional issues laid bare. The court now decides whether to grant that request. And the question that keeps echoing through every filing, every exclusion, every harmless error the state has invoked is this: if the evidence was really this strong, why did they have to hide so much of it? And that's what we're going to get into here today. Let's just start, you know, the big one that the state continues to hang their hat on and go, harmless error, but they're not even saying this is an error. They're saying his confessions were completely reliable, and we've talked about this a lot, but if you're just joining the party of Richard Allen in the Delphi case, one of the questions here says, why did he say he shot the 2 girls who were never shot? That's the confession they're saying is, see, he admitted. Wouldn't a guilty person at least know how they did it? Karen on Instagram says that. Yeah, I mean, if you're getting a confession from somebody, Robin, and they confess to a crime that wasn't committed, or the modality, the method of the actual crime is not what they're saying they did, how is that accepted? I mean, in any way, shape, or form of like, oh, this seems legit.
I have no idea. It was just, this case is out of, man, we cover such incredible cases, yeah. But this one is the greatest travesty of justice. So I go back to behavior on this one first. Mm-hmm. You know, so someone is accused of something, and the first thing I do is, well, let's look at the arc. Let's look at the life. Let's look at the patterns and see if this fits a pattern or doesn't fit a pattern. For him, for this man, Richard Allen, killing 2 girls did not fit any way, whether it was knife, strangulation, shot, whatever it was. And this was not with a gun, which he said, which he confessed to first. it is completely out of the pattern for who he was as a man, as a husband, and as a father for his entire life arc. His focus outwardly on his well-being of his family, completely out of character for anyone that has committed a murder. Anyone. I dare anyone to find anyone who was so compassionately worried about his family that actually was guilty as he was. So that's the first thing. And then you actually have the duress that he suffered in solitary, which any psychologist will tell you the mental trauma and subjugation that happens to your brain when you're in solitary confinement, like he was, basically tortured, does things to your brain that shouldn't happen, and you'll do anything to end the torture. That's why torture is not admissible. It's why you can't do it, because it causes stupid things to come out of your mouth, because you'll do anything to get out of that suffering. And you'll also do, if you have a pattern of behavior, being outwardly focused and caring for your wife that you've been married to for so long, as well as your daughter, you'll do anything to end their suffering because of what's going on with you. So that's the first thing. And so that just makes you look deeper, make sure that the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, and then that's where the entire thing starts falling apart. So the improbability of him doing this is the first thing I looked at, and then how they actually conducted the case is the huge travesty. You know, the missing calls, the things that, everything from left, right, upside down. The inappropriateness of how law enforcement handled this, didn't handle it, the judges, the whole thing was just a train wreck from the get-go, and the man's in jail forever. And so even if you say we're going to accept that he said he's guilty, in other words, and also he didn't plead guilty. Mm-hmm. If he is actually guilty, think about this. Koberger pled guilty because he was guilty and he couldn't win. And in this case, he never pled guilty, even though they say he confessed. But know why he didn't plead guilty? He wasn't. His lawyers didn't believe he was. And it was just, anyway.
Well, and you can't accept he never pled guilty. And when you torture someone and they eventually say, I did it, but they're identifying the wrong means of the actual crime, that's not exactly a confession. But if you want to mold it into that and say it is, Indiana, apparently that's what they like to do. Like, facts be damned. It's just check the box. Can you get him to say it? Okay, check the box, and we're going to stand behind that no matter what.
And besides the other people that actually fit the profile of someone that would have done this that they totally ignored, that's the big thing that really got me on this case and gets everyone that thinks he's innocent, is that they ignored the people, one, that confessed behind jail, behind bars, that he did do it, and the neighbor who actually had a history of doing this with kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And let's not look at the higher probability of who this could have been. Let's go for the guy that has zero probability of who this could have been, because we think he might look like the guy on the bridge, even though
he looks nothing like the guy on the bridge. Even though the sketch looks nothing like him, and the woman who sat there and had the sketch done said, this is 100% him. This looks exactly like the guy I saw, to the sketch artist. And now we're seeing video of the sketch being done and the sketch artist going, oh, well, we can cheat. We can cheat as we make. Like, I don't think that should ever be part of the conversation when we're making a sketch for convicting someone as we can cheat. Like, what? What?
And I get it. There's a lot of he's guilty guys and folks out there, and that's fine. I'm not going to argue that. But here's what we need to argue. Then why didn't they look at the other two to flesh out? So then let's focus on the victims. Mm-hmm. The victims want to know that the right person's behind bars, that this person is serving there's justice been done for the murders that were committed of their little girls. This leaves too much guesswork. I mean, it's a guess. It's a wild ass guess that we got it right when they didn't flush out, because that's what didn't happen. They didn't flush out the other higher probabilities of who this could have been and should have been. It probably was, except for Richard Allen. I mean,
well, find me another case where you have the situation here. And look, I'm not saying Keegan Klein did it, but I'm saying, in my opinion, he's connected in some way, shape, or form to this. I don't mm-hmm. know how. I don't know what. I don't
so
know why.
So let's flush it out in court. There you
exactly.
go.
Exactly. But why on earth the guy who was catfishing the girls or one of the girls literally had a plan to meet her where she died the day she died? And he then 3 years later, he gets finally arrested and charged. Why it took like 3 years to arrest him, and they knew he had CSAM material, but it took them that long to arrest him. That's a whole other ball. And that's where that area is where I think a lot, that's where the smoke is. And I think I would say there's fire is too.
Yes.
In that vicinity. And I don't know how it all plays together other than I think, as we see with a lot of these folks who like material that involve kids, they're birds of a feather. And I'm thinking there's a lot of them when there's a lot of feathers that are being ruffled and they're flying about. But they got one of their low-hanging fruit. They got Keegan Klein in jail for the long period of time, rightfully so. But it took a long time to get him there, which was also kind of ridiculous, which is like, why did it take that long? You already had the knowledge that he was preying on young girls, and it still took you years to arrest this man. That's weird. And the fact that he was there talking to her and talking about meeting her that day, that's weird. But he's not, he has nothing to do with it. Totally separate charges. And it's just, it sits that way. None of it makes any sense. I mean, again, other than there's got to be some other people in this case higher up. I don't know who, I don't know where, I don't know if it's with the police, I don't know if it's with judges, I don't know if it's higher up in leadership, I don't know if it's at state level, at a local level, but there is somebody else here that doesn't want the light being shown on them, and they already got their scapegoat over here who's serving the time. Case closed, stop looking, nothing else to see here is really what it feels like.
So the horrendous thing that popped in my mind is, what's the likelihood and probability, unless you're a Duggar, that you have two people with that kind of background preying on children in that close of proximity?
What are the odds, Robin?
Unless you're a Duggar.
Unless you're a Duggar. Did you look it up? Do you have the odds?
Close to zero.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's not to say it's completely impossible, but like,
look at the
I mean, and then you look at the interconnectedness of the other folks in the circle too.
There's always a connection. There's always connection. And this Alan had zero known connections. Zero connections came out in court to these two girls. Zero.
But there's all these other people who had connections to them who seem to like go on Facebook and reenact the murder scene.
Who are Duggarized.
Yes, I mean, it's just. It is such a shocking way of handling a case. Then you have there's folks I know who are watching now who are new to this case. They're like, "What about this?" I wish we could give it to you all in one setting.
It's a lot.
But luckily, we've documented everything over the last however many years. So there's a gazillion pieces you can go back to and look at that we've done here. The police also, in case you're looking for another fun nugget on this, is the initial interviews with suspects, they taped over all of them and then said, no big deal.
Whoopsie.
We didn't need that anyhow.
Whoopsie doodles.
like all of the key suspects. Like, can you think of any investigation, Robin, where within the first 48 hours or 72 hours of folks that you interview and then you accidentally tape over, you're just like, no harm, no foul.
Not yet. Although Nancy Guthrie came close, huh?
Yeah.
With mishandling of crime scenes.
Even if those folks have nothing to do with it, those are still going to be valuable pieces of evidence. You may not even realize till later.
This is the worst handled case I've ever seen, hands down. And it's not just the worst handled case; it's the worst there's no justice here. And I know our great audience is chiming in on this. I know our whole team and Bob Mata is behind us too. And I looked up the probability before we came on of this appeal moving forward and working.
Yeah.
You don't want to know that.
It's not good. I know it's not good. I mean, they got him where they want him.
Yeah.
And the reality and the sad, sick reality of all this, and it's not a reason to stop talking about it or stop fighting for it. But I mean, me and
100%.
I think we've all talked about this off the air, including with Bob, where look, if this does get traction somewhere and there is finally justice, meaning Richard Allen is getting granted another trial and a fair trial, and the evidence is actually able to be presented. What do you have left by the time this is said and done?
He was in such bad shape before, and it's going to be even worse now. You know, and again, I'm always victim focused. And you know, they really need. I don't know what they're feeling. I don't know what they've been through, and I don't know if they're completely satisfied with the state of things on Richard Allen, not thinking that there is any possibility, or maybe that's what they have to tell themselves so they can move forward and live with. That's fine, but. Our system needs that kind of due diligence so that we have faith in the system that justice will be done. And it's just, this is such a glaring hole in that system.
I think I'm like, I certainly, you know, for Richard and Kathy, he deserves his life and his freedom, which have already been destroyed and stolen from him. But also importantly, the people who did this to him, the ones who did it with malice, and I believe there are some who did it with malice. I think there's some who just are along for the ride. They're doing what they're told. Yeah, I mean they're cogs in the wheel. But the ones who did do this ignorantly and willfully, even if it's willful ignorance, they need to pay. They need to be exposed. And if that's just losing your job, great. Because then you can't do this to other people and you shouldn't be in a position of power if this is what's going on, because God knows who else you're railroading, whether you think you're justly doing it or not. Because that's the problem with a lot of these folks. They think they're on the right side of this. I believe a lot of the police in this that are giving their interviews, that are getting rewards at, you know, crime porn fest, you know, that's what I call Crime Con, Crime Porn Fest, because that's really what it is. You know, it is. And then they get get awards at this sort of shit. And then why don't I go to it? Well, there's one reason. That sort of stuff, when we're rewarding bad behavior and things, I'm not going to celebrate that. I'm not going to participate in that. But the thing is, people like that, they believe they are doing the righteous work because they're so caught up in their own bullshit. So some of these folks don't even see that they've done it wrong. I mean, but those are the folks that need to be stopped. Those are the folks that need to be removed from their positions of power. And if they can be prosecuted, very likely not, considering it's law enforcement and there's laws against that. At the very least, light needs to be shown on them and they need to be exposed for what they did. And then let the cards fall where they may. But yeah, it's such a disturbing case.
Man, these three cases are just some of the biggest heartbreakers ones we've had. And Richard Allen's one. Every time his name comes up, I just keep going through his calls with his wife and his emotional state of trying to save her, always focused on her. You will not find any other jailhouse call like it. I haven't heard one, anyone. I mean, you compare that to the moron Duggar, you know, Joseph from behind bars. Look at me, look at me, look at me. His wife is dying on the other side, trying to get transfusions and can't eat, can't sleep. And he's there. Oh, just read more Psalms. It'll feel better.
Psalms.
Just be like me. I'm forming a ministry over here. After I abused children, you know, I'm like, and then you have Alan. Where's the focus? I'm always like we said in the first block, you know, when assessing what's going on, before I look at the content, I look at the individuals to see what kind of credibility to give the content I'm about to consume. And when you look and do a deeper dive with the people involved, Richard Allen, his wife, his daughter, and every other character involved with this, before you get to, all right, now we'll look at this, you know, the evidence and data points, it gives you context of what you're about to consume as needing to be flushed out or not flushed out more. He does not fit a pattern of what he is behind bars for whatsoever. Now, granted, are there psychotic breaks that cause those things? Absolutely are. There is no psychotic break that's ever been recorded.
Yum. It's one of those cases where I feel like the truth, I guess, will come to light, I think, at some point. I think it'll be long after the folks who are in power with Delphi have long gone and retired and are in the old folks' home. And they're, you know, getting their mice cream at night watching Wheel of Fortune and taking the pill cart. And at that point, they'll be like, who? I was like, and at that point, everybody's old and done. But there'll be another generation looking at this going, my God, look how horrible they handled this. And I hope so. I hope that the grandchildren of these investigators, in air quotes, are able to look back at what utter incompetent fools their grandparents were. And I hope they are scorned in their...
You got a lot of malice, don't you?
in their final years for their poor decisions that they made. Yes, I do. When I want somebody to be destroyed, I want them to be destroyed.
Yes, you too.
I'm going for the jugular. So there you go. I hope your grandchildren piss on your graves.
It's a moment.
That's going to wrap up this episode. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack. I've been so deep into this case. This is where I land.
I know.
It's where I land. I'm so contemptuous at these people because it's so angering. All right. Until next time. Robbins, by the way, his latest book, It's Not All About Me, available wherever you get books. It'd be a good one for the Adelphi Police Department to read.
Yes.
Until next time, for Robin, for Todd, I'm Tony. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and SuperDeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.